AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In Georgia, the Fulton County prosecutor investigating whether then-President Trump and his allies illegally meddled in the 2020 election says she expects to announce charging decisions this summer. Jackie Quinn has more.
District Attorney Fonnie Willis has written a letter to the county's sheriff saying she expects to announce charging decisions in the term of the court from early July to September 1st. Willis says she's providing the information so the sheriff would have time to prepare adequate security. She notes it's been determined that the announcement in this case could provoke a significant public reaction.
North Dakota's Republican governor has signed into law a ban on abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy, with slim exceptions up to 6 weeks for rape, incest, or medical emergency. In Montana, a transgender lawmaker continues to be silenced. Lisa Dwyer has that story.
As Republican leaders in the Montana legislature doubled down on forbidding Representative Zoe Zephyr from participating in debate for a second week, her supporters interrupted proceedings in the House by chanting, "Let her speak." Zephyr defiantly hoisted a non-functioning microphone into the air as her supporters interrupted the proceedings for nearly half an hour after Republicans denied her request to speak on a proposal that would have restricted when children can change the names and pronouns they use in school and require their parents' consent. Zephyr says she plans to continue to speak forcefully against legislation that members of the transgender community consider matters of life and death. Republican leaders say that she must first apologize for saying that they would have blood on their hands if they banned gender-affirming care for transgender youth. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Fox News says it's agreed to part ways with top-rated primetime host Tucker Carlson. And CNN's fired anchor Don Lemon. And President Biden will formally launch his re-election campaign with a video Tuesday. This is AP News. Bringing back downtown as a place to live.
The real estate firm CBRE reports downtown office building vacancies continue to rise from over 12% at the end of 2019 to nearly 18% in the first quarter of 2023. Across the country, office-to-housing conversions are being pursued as a potential lifeline for struggling business districts that emptied out during the pandemic and haven't recovered. Cities like Seattle, Dallas, Boston, Pittsburgh, and Washington, D.C. have released revitalization plans with things like rezoning, tax breaks for below-market units, and design competitions. Downtown residents tout easy transportation and fun hangouts, but the plans are not without challenges. The neighborhoods still typically lack affordable grocery stores, green spaces, and businesses that people need after hours, and high-rise offices can be difficult to convert, with potential environmental remediation and the need for hundreds of additional bathrooms, kitchens, and access to natural air and light. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.